Jacksonville at 7 are a really interesting team, and I've got a couple of questions for you to do with them. First of all, who's going to make this pick? Is it going to be Gene Smith? Is it going to be Shay Khan, the owner? Who's going to make that pick? And the second question I would say is, they are going to be the wild card. They always are. They, you know, they make surprises. We saw it with Tyson Alualu. Blaine Gabbert, they trade up last year. This could be anybody at 7, couldn't it?
It really could, and there's this drop-off, I think. When you look at the players in this draft, there's an elite five, which I think is Luck, Griffin, Khalil, Richardson and Claiborne. Blackmon is probably just outside of that group. And then Jacksonville begin the run on the rest, if you will. You know, the next 10, there's not a lot between them. Will Jacksonville be able to shop that pick? Miami are sitting at number 8 needing a quarterback. Will somebody come up and try and grab Ryan Tannehill out of Texas A&M? Will Jacksonville stay there? The most interesting question you ask is who's making the pick? You know, Shad Khan or Gene Smith? Because I think Shad Khan, if he'd have been on board a few years ago, then Tim Tebow would be a Jacksonville Jaguar by now. They are looking and knowing that they need to put this franchise on the map. So can you do that if they take Fletcher Cox at defensive tackle? I'm not sure. Will they reach for wide receiver Michael Floyd or maybe Melvin Ingram, a defensive end outside linebacker from South Carolina? They need some pass rush, definitely. But they also need some star power in Jacksonville. So I'm not sure where they go. They could go a number of different ways. Cox or Ingram would make the most sense from a pure player point of view. But they may not go that way. They may go about trying to sell some seats there.
Miami, you know, it's just been another weird off-season for the Dolphins, hasn't it? And are they going to have, I don't know, a moment here where they get the quarterback and everybody can say, well, at least we've got some direction on offense?
They have this opportunity to get Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback who a couple of months ago was not being talked about as a much more than a late first-round draft pick. Now here he is, shot his way into the top 10. There's even suggestions Cleveland would take him at number 4. Now, I don't think Miami need to be that desperate to get him that they trade future picks to move up in this draft. I think you take Tannehill if he's there at number 8, but you know if you get Tannehill, he's not going to be ready necessarily to start in 2012. So it's a pick where you're asking your fan base to be patient, but they haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since a guy called Dan Marino in 1983. So Dolphins fans, and I'm one of them, would say it's about time. And we hope that if that happens, that Tannehill turns out to be the real deal. Because, again, he's only had 19 starts in college.
What do you make of Ryan Tannehill then from a Miami point of view? Because when you watch him at Texas A&M, the first year when he came in and he was a receiver and he started and he was fantastic. And then last year he had moments where he looked really good and he had a lot of mistakes as well. You think to the Texas game where he was appalling. Oklahoma struggled to get in the wind, the conditions, so did Landry Jones. So, I mean, how do you feel as a Dolphins fan as well as a pundit looking at this? Is he really the answer for Miami over the next few years?
As a fan, you're grasping and hoping that he's going to be that answer because they haven't had the franchise quarterback since Dan Marino. But as a pundit, you know, I look at him and say, this is a guy you see has got the potential to be a good quarterback, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a great quarterback and he still needs a lot of work. So for me, the price is a bit rich at number 8 for taking Ryan Tannehill. Maybe Miami will go in another direction. They need a pass rusher. Maybe they go Melvin Ingram and then they try and pick up one of these other quarterbacks in the second round. But I think Miami have been burned so many times with second-round failures, and particularly at the quarterback position. I think they are going to reach for Ryan Tannehill, but he's a diamond in the rough. Now, I've seen bits of him where he looks really good, but you've seen other bits where he needs to work. But he is that mobile, athletic quarterback. He's got a great work ethic. You know, his head coach in college, Mike Sherman, is the offensive coordinator in Miami now. So a lot of it makes sense, and he fits into that kind of modern breed of an NFL quarterback, what we'll see with Robert Griffin III, what we see with Michael Vick, Cam Newton, where they can run around, that kind of thing. So Tannehill can do all of that, but he might not do it until 2013. So if you can be patient with that and go with Matt Moore and David Garrard, you might get a good one down the road.